This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
According to NanaimoInformation.com, as you drive north on the Island Highway between Country Club Mall and Rutherford Mall, you'll notice a little lake on the left. It's Diver Lake, a strange name for a lake that nobody seems keen on slipping into. It's weedy and close to the highway, but it does have a pretty wooden walkway and a playground, and there's an area with jumps for bikes. To get to Diver Lake, you need to get onto La Butte Road between Bowen Road and Jinglepot Road and watch for the turnoff. On Saturday, August the 8th, members of the Diver Lake community and other neighbors were invited to a block party called Neighbors Being Neighbors. It was hosted by Columbian Center Society along with community partners like the Nanaimo Theater Group, which contributed its Bailey Theater parking lot for the party, and Surfside Recovery House, which provided volunteers to help set up and take down equipment. From 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Neighbors Being Neighbors were invited to a family-friendly environment with pony rides, a Velcro wall, a bouncy castle, a root beer garden, and food, door prizes, and a dunk tank. All day long, music included the groups Blue Gambit, Trinitude, and Willie and Linda. Columbian Center Society, which has operated supportive housing in the Diver Lake neighborhood for decades, took the lead in creating what could become an annual event. I was there on Saturday, August the 8th, to speak with some of the organizers and participants in the Neighbors Being Neighbors block party.
The Columbian Center Society. I'd also at this point like to say thank you to Nanaimo Fire Rescue. Thanks for coming out, guys. Appreciate it. We have a little bit of a draw. Tona Thicket, come on up on here.
Bill Hick. I'm in the field of support as well. I have a place, Bill's Place, and I work doing supported living for brain-injured adults. And so Tom and I have known each other for a few years, and just asked me to come by and sort of help keep things moving along. And we got some great music here. We got to redo the power here, but we got these guys are great. Yes. Blue Gambit. And they've been around for a while in the busking community.
Yes.
So that's really nice of them to come down here tonight, today.
Yeah, I know. I see, look over, I see Kathy Davis clapping her hands, almost breaking into a little bit of a jig there.
yeah, for sure. It's the hot dogs that gets the jig out, I think. Getting jiggy.
And we've got little horse rides going on. And
pony rides, yeah. And we've got face painting, and we have a crazy, jumpy, sticky Velcro suit thing.
Yeah.
And we've got the Dairyland cow and a Quality Foods lion.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, so things are perking up here.
They sure are. Well, anyhow, nice talking with you.
You as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill.
Tom Grauman from Columbian Center Society.
Tom, this is Neighbors Being Neighbors block party. Why are you participating in this? What is the organization doing this for?
Well, for a long time, people who had mental illness, people who had addictions, had a lot of shame associated with it, and they hid away, and maybe even the services that they availed themselves on were a bit shy and kept themselves hidden for fear of a reaction from the community. And I don't think that's necessary anymore. People are people. Neighbors are neighbors. And the more we mingle and get to know one another and accept one another, the happier all of us will be.
And you've got quite a range of partners involved with this as well. It seems I see the City of Nanaimo Fire Rescue is here. We have an RCMP officer here. Tell me a little bit about the partners that are taking part in this.
Well, there are too many to name, actually. And we even actually have an RCMP officer on our board at Columbian Center Society. But many of us have a desire to connect with the community and not be intimidating to the community and be available to the community. So I think all of us, Mid-Island Co-op is here, some of the car dealerships are here, a lot of the businesses in the area, more than 30 businesses have joined hands with us on this. They really want to be seen also as part of a community, and the best way to do that is to actually chat over a root beer and jump on a jumpy castle with them and just be human.
And the root beer garden is just over there.
It is.
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny. We got a cool day for it today.
Yeah.
We should have probably had coffee instead of root beer. But Well, I'm really delighted that we can depathologize things. And just as I said a moment ago, be human with one another. One of the things you hear homeless people say and people with other challenges is, I just want someone to say hi to me. That's, in fact, the help I'm looking for. And this is a kind of, we're greasing the wheels here for people to say hi to one another and feel recognized and welcome and fully human. So I'm thrilled that we're able to do this.
Tom Grauman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Sergeant John Blaze of the Nanaimo Traffic Unit.
Tell me a little bit about your participation in the Neighbors Being Neighbors Block Party today.
Sure. Actually, well, the police and traffic unit are highly, you know, active in the communities around Nanaimo, and we support all the different events that happen just to promote public safety and safety on the streets for our children and for motorists and cyclists and runners and everybody that uses our roadways. And just want to be out here, and it's always nice to be at a positive event where everybody can come out and enjoy themselves, and we can communicate with people on a less official manner.
You're also on the board of directors of Columbian Center Society. Tell me a little bit about that experience for you.
Well, actually, it's my first opportunity as being a part of the directors, I'm actually looking forward to it. I really haven't had too much experience with the society other than just watching some of the board meetings and the operations as how it's done. There's a great group of people that are working in support of the Columbian Center Society and Nanaimo community and the people that are involved. So I'm looking forward to my opportunity of working with them. We'll see what that brings. Well, actually, I'm just happy to be here. It should be a great day. Actually, it's not too hot, not too cold.
Yes, yeah.
It looks like it's going to be a great day for everybody to come out and have fun.
Thanks very much, John.
Probably. I'm going to do one for all the grandpas because they're all part of neighborhoods too. This world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong. My name's Kathy Davis.
Tell me about your participation in the Neighbors Being Neighbors Block Party today.
I think this is awesome, because I used to live at 2300 Rosstown Road, and my son was born right there on 2300 Rosstown Road. It's a great neighborhood. My first band was called the Rosstown Express, and it was a busking band, and it's so cool.
What do you think of the concept of neighbors being neighbors? I think that's the theme for today.
I think once you have neighbors being neighbors, then you have cities becoming bigger neighborhoods, and it becomes like a whole world kind of a movement. Got to have neighbors.
Thanks, Kathy.
My name is James Cunningham.
James, you're playing music here for the Neighbors Being Neighbors Block Party. What are your thoughts today as you mingle with the neighbors here?
Well, I love it. It's great. And this is the first time I've been invited to another neighborhood. I've been performing with my family at the South End for about 8 years. We do the Miners Picnic every year, and we're always invited back each year, and we have great fun.
It seems like you're headlining today. You're the main band, the main act here.
Yeah, well, Kathy invited me, and I think this is great. I think it's going to be, if it's a regular event, I'd love to be here all the time, every year. It'd be just great.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin.
I was at a block party in the Diver neighborhood over the weekend. On Saturday, August 8th, Columbian Center Society hosted an event called Neighbors Being Neighbors with the support of Nanaimo Theater Group, Surfside Recovery House, and numerous business sponsors, including Mid-Island Co-op and Quality Foods. Columbian Center Society provides housing and community-based support services for approximately 30 adults who have psychiatric disabilities. They have 5 separate residences. Many of its residents have addictions in addition to a mental illness. The organization addresses this issue in all its housing projects using a recovery-based psychosocial model. Residents' individual length of stay is based upon each person's recovery process. Gateway House is one of several Columbian Center houses within walking distance of the Neighbors Being Neighbors block party. I spoke with a number of the event organizers and participants, including Mary Wallace, who has worked for a number of years with Columbian Center.
Hi, I'm Mary. I work at Columbian Center Society. I've been there since 91.
Mary, what are some of the things that you've seen over the time that you've been involved at Columbian Center, perhaps some of the changes that have occurred?
When I first started, we had Columbia House, which is a 10-bed facility, and Rose Hill, and then we built KC House right next door. Then we acquired Gladys Brewster House, and then finally we acquired Bob Curry House. So we've grown quite a bit since then.
I've been led to believe that, and I think it's true, that Columbian Center Society has held a very low profile in the neighborhood. And here in 2009, the organization is hosting a Neighbors Being Neighbors block party right across the street. What led to that, and how does that reflect some of the changes that have happened?
I think in society in general, there's more acceptance of people with mental illnesses and addictions. And really, if we keep it hidden, then it seems like a dirty secret. And so it's really up to us to be out there doing public education, and that's what this is all about.
You know, there as we stand here talking, I'm looking out, and there is a treatment center in this neighborhood. We're in the parking lot of the theater, a Bailey Theater, and the Columbia houses are just a little ways away. How is it that the neighbors have done so well together living in the community here?
I think for the most part, people, when we first opened KC House or Bob Curry House, which are in this neighborhood, there was some trepidation, but we talked with people and said, you know, there's people around 24/7. If you need to call us, the staff is there. And we've had a couple of calls, but for the most part, we're just neighbors like anybody else.
Mary, is there anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today?
I'm really glad we're doing the public education. I think if we can educate on a grassroots level, that's where people are going to learn. You're not going to learn it from, you know, a TV ad, although those are nice. It's really nice to be neighbors.
So now you're going to go back and help get the climbing castle inflated again?
Absolutely. The mental health of the children doesn't suffer.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Come and have a seat, kids. The show is going to start right now with Daisy the Cow.
This fresh taste to love.
My name is Peter.
Peter, you're doing some volunteer work. You're linked with the Surfside Recovery House right now. What are your thoughts of being part of the Neighbors Being Neighbors block party?
Oh, my thoughts are this is a really good cause for it's about helping the mental health issue house, because there's a house called the Columbia House over there, and we're a recovery center ourselves too, so I think it's really good to support the community and volunteering from 135. So I think they need someone for the dunk tank, so I'm going to be doing that.
Are you being dunked?
Yeah, I'm going to be the dunkie.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
And what's your name?
Ash.
Are you volunteering over the block party too?
No, I'm not. No.
No, you don't want to be in the dunk tank?
No. It's a little cold today.
Yes, it is actually. Are you surprised to see as many people as there are here, given it's kind of windy and cold?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I wish it would be a lot hotter, because the dunk tank would be a little cold, but I hope more people show up, because it's a good cause. So.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
My name is Robert.
Robert, you're here at the Neighbors Being Neighbors block party. What brought you here?
Well, I'm a resident at the Columbia Central Society, and they were asking for volunteers, and I really wanted to help out because it's such a charitable organization. They've done so much for the community, just anyone with any psychiatric disability, and me being one of them, just it's really helped me tenfold just to come and to be supported here. And I was at the annual general meeting, and just got to see how many volunteers are a part of the society and how much they do, just from what you know. Tom said he had such a wonderful speech, and just about the giving and the residents come first, and you know, like it's really great. Just I really like this organization, yeah.
And here at the block party, it looks like you're associated with the popcorn and the candy floss.
That's right. It's my first time. But, yeah, I look forward to it. A new skill to learn. And, yeah, it'll be fun to... Good to see the kids' smiling faces.
What do you think the block party will do over time in terms of its link, bringing people together and linking them together?
I think it'll really help the neighborhood just to feel appreciated, I suppose, because they've been just... wonderful, I've heard, for the you know the since the creation of the society, and there's been no incidents in the neighborhood, and so we're just here to show our appreciation, and I think it'll just really help to build community relations.
Thanks a lot, Robert.
You're welcome.
I think once you have neighbors being neighbors, then you have cities becoming bigger neighborhoods, and it becomes like a whole world kind of a movement.
People are people. Neighbors are neighbors, and the more we mingle and get to know one another and accept one another, the happier all of us will be.
It's always nice to be at a positive event where everybody can come out and enjoy themselves, and we can communicate with people on a less official manner.
I think in society in general, there's more acceptance of people with mental illnesses and addictions. And really, if we keep it hidden, then it seems like a dirty secret. And so it's really up to us to be out there doing public education, and that's what this is all about.
I think it'll really help the neighborhood just to feel appreciated, I suppose, because they've been just... wonderful, I've heard, for the you know the since the creation of the society, and there's been no incidents in the neighborhood, and so we're just here to show our appreciation, and I think it'll just really help to build community relations.
First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.